Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter number 12, as we continue our study on dealing with the will of God. We spent the time of the broadcast last week looking at the thought of understanding the will of God. And I'd want to finish it, the Lord willing, and then move on to some other aspects of our study in the Word of God on the broadcast this week. But I said to you, the tragedy of tragedies, most people will live their lives and die and never understand, much less undertake, the will of God. And I say to you that God has a will for every individual. The will of God simply means that God has a plan, God has a place, and God has a purpose for your life. You're not a nobody going nowhere with no purpose in life. Before you were ever born, God had a plan for you. And of course, that plan includes your salvation, then your sanctification, and then your service in the work of God. And I do want to say to you that the will of God is not some mysterious thing that is beyond your comprehension. No, my friend, regardless of your stage in life, whether you be a teenager or an older person, the will of God is something that you can understand and that you can do for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I remind you that the will of God will never take you away from the Word of God. The will of God will never lead you contrary to the Word of God. And again, I say to you that the will of God will never lead you beyond the provisions of the grace of God. It will never take you away from the protection of the grace of God. But the will of God will always honor the Scriptures, and it will be honored of God. God said, I will honor them that honor me. And friend, as you and I seek to find the will of God, to function in the will of God, and then to fulfill the will of God, then God will give us fulfillment in our own personal lives. I began our study by mentioning to you three areas. Number one, I want to look at understanding the will of God, and then we'll look at undertaking the will of God, and then, the Lord willing, we will spend a little time looking at the thought of underestimating the will of God. We started out our journey through these scriptures last week on the thought of understanding the will of God. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And I don't think you have to be too smart to understand that that verse of scripture would imply that if we do not understand the will of God, that we are not a wise person. So the will of God is something that demands our attention, that we find, function, and fulfill God's will for our life. And let me quote also 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, where the Bible said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So there is a personal will of God for you. And I pointed that out in the Word of God. It is the will of God that we give thanks. The Bible said again then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. And we looked at several thoughts, but I want to come back now and spend a few moments on understanding the will of God. Let me say to you, we need first of all to understand there is a public or printed will of God. And I explain those two words by simply saying, when I use the word printed will of God, I mean it's written out in the Bible. And if God wrote it down in His Word, He has not changed His mind. When you rightly divide the Scriptures, then it is the will of God that you do what God has written out for us in the Word of God. Then I use the expression, the public will of God, to indicate that it means for all. It's not just a select few, but for everyone. So there is the printed public will of God. As we looked at that, I pointed out to you that it is the printed will of God and the public will of God that all sinners be saved. You cannot find one sinner on planet Earth that God does not love, and that Christ did not die for, and that there is no atonement and salvation for that sinner in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible said in the last part of Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, that he, speaking of Christ, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And again, how much plainer could we find it than in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9, when the Word of God said that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. May I simply say to you today, as you listen to this broadcast, if you're unsaved, it is the will of God that you hear the message of salvation. God loves you so much that He would not let His Son stay in heaven and you die in your sins and go to hell. So He sent His Son to Calvary to die, shed His blood, that you and I might be saved by the grace of God. And friend, if you will turn from your sin to the Savior with repentance in your heart, faith in your heart, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, then God will save you by His marvelous grace this very moment as you listen to this radio broadcast. May God help you to do it right now. But not only we found in the Word of God that it is the printed public will of God that every sinner be saved, but we found also that it is the printed public will of God that every saved person be separated. God would have all of His people come out from among the world and be separate. God does not want His children to live like, look like, and behave like the world and the children of the devil do. So it's the printed public will of God that all sinners be saved, that all saved people be separated. And then it's the printed will of God that all who are saved and separated be Spirit-filled. God does not want us to be empty of His Spirit, and God does not want us to operate in the energy of the flesh, but God would have us to be filled with the Spirit of God. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. So we learned in our study of the printed will of God that it's the will of God that all sinners be saved, that all saved people be separated, and that all separated people be Spirit-filled. And then we learn from the Word of God that it is the printed will of God that all who are saved and separated and Spirit-filled would serve the Lord in the local church and in the work that God calls them to do. So we need to understand there is the printed public will of God. Then I pointed out to you number two, not only there is the printed public will of God, but there is the personal will of God, which oftentimes is not printed out in the Word of God. And I mentioned to you there is the personal will of God for each individual concerning their own salvation. You work out your own salvation. And again, I remind you, that does not mean that you work to be saved. God works salvation in you, then you work it out as God wills to do so in your life. There's a personal will of God concerning your sanctification. God wants you to possess your vessel with honor to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there's the will of God in your service. If it's sin for one, it's sin for another. But in service, there's some things that God wants some to do that he does not want others to do. And I just mentioned the simple fact that God calls men to preach. He does not call women to preach. He calls some men to pastor, but not all men to pastor. He calls some families to be missionaries, but not all families. So those things are not written out in the Word of God for us with our name in black and white. We must pray and stay in the Word of God and stay before the throne of God until God reveals the personal will of God for our life. Also, I pointed out to you, there is a personal will of God concerning you and your church. What church you belong to, where you serve, and what you do in that local church. There is a personal will of God concerning you and your companion. Not just any person of the opposite gender is suitable to be your spouse. God has somebody for you, and you need to marry in the will of God, the personal will of God. There's a personal will of God for your calling. God has got something he wants you to do. And again, I emphasize, God calls preachers with a special calling that, as far as I understand in the Scripture, is not given to anyone else. You cannot find in the Bible where God calls deacons. The church chooses them. And you cannot find where God calls singers. God gives them the talent to sing. And they go sing for the glory of God in the church and honor Christ. But my friend, they're not called as are the men of God called. But then having said that, I went on to say this. If we understand the calling as an occupation, a job, and so God in that sense has a particular calling for every individual. And may I say to you, when you find the will of God, your personal place in God's service, you will fit in. You'll not be a part of a church that you just stand around the fringes and talk about what's going on inside. You'll be right in the middle of it, involved in it. You'll be involved in the work that's going on. It will not be what they're doing, but what we're doing that you will use as you speak of what God's doing over at the house of God. So may I say to you, there is a personal will of God concerning your church. There's a personal will of God concerning your companion. There is a personal will of God concerning your calling. There is a personal will of God concerning your career. It is the will of God that every man work and provide for his own family. The Bible said if a man would not provide for his own, he's worse than an infidel. And I'm saying to you, my friend, these things are the personal will of God. So the public will of God is that all sinners be saved, all saved be separated, all separated be spirit-filled, and all spirit-filled be servants of the Lord in the local church and in the work that God has called them to do. Then there's the personal will of God concerning your church, your companion, your calling, and your career. And the Lord willing, tomorrow, we're going to move on in our study. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Argonaut.